Test, test, test. Okay, I sound cool. Let me put my headphones in.
I sound beautiful?
You sound gorgeous.
Thank you.
Irika sounds great. I'm tripping. Hold up. Because we still don't have a twerk time mix for you all. And I guess that's fucking fine. Yeah. Whatever. I'll get it. Johnny, can you tell our fabulous friend to turn the music down just a tad? Tad a lot. Just a tad a lot. And while Jonathan Burrell goes to handle that, I would like to be like... You said what?
Thank you.
Oh my God!
I'm the most consistent.
Yes.
Thank you, Calvin.
Thank
you. We got the mimosas in the house. Clink, 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 clink.
You can call this show more than mimosas.
Clink, clink, clink. Calling it what?
The freaking mimosas. Just kidding.
I taste more champagne than juice, so that's a good start. That's a good start. Okay.
That's how I like it.
That's how you like it?
Yeah.
I feel that. So, everybody, oh my God, it's the first show since last year when I went on winter break, early as fuck, in November, but it just be like that. And, oh, I turned the music all the way off.
He turned it down.
A lot.
Yes.
A little sad now. maybe so. But we are back, and it's real lit, and I keep hearing shit in the background. Hold on. I got to turn this down real quick. I think it's air. That air loud as hell.
Better than good air.
It's cold out. I want some heat. Oh, shit.
My hood is a blanket.
No, thank you, motherfucker. Anyways, we're back with the Amira Show, y'all. I hope y'all been doing well. I hope y'all had a good the holidays passed, Thanksgiving, Christmas,
New Year's,
Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
Happy Black History Month, everybody.
Happy motherfucking Black History Month. Hallelujah. No correlation, but will black people go to church? There we go.
Jesus is a biscuit, let him sop you up. Jesus is a biscuit, let him sop you up.
What is going on around here?
I could say that gospel chicken wing song.
No, thank you.
Chicken.
So, with that being said, I'm happy to be back. Thank y'all for having us back. The squadron's here. More of the squadron will show up at some point, I think. I don't know. One just woke up. The other's out to eat. And I don't know the whereabouts of the other one, but that's okay because they're grown-ass individuals, and I don't miss them at all. It's whatever.
Oh, fuck you too, dude. And I walked 2 miles to come see you.
That was sarcasm. I miss my friends, and I want them here now. But that's okay. Happy Friday, y'all. If y'all know of any bars that you want the Amira Show to pop up at, let me know. Let them know. I just want to say we're a good time, and we like to purchase drinks.
That's right.
We like to support the business establishment we be at. It's different every Friday, though, because you can tell when we got paid and when we didn't. Because you know, Johnny, when it's a weekend that we got paid, we're like, shots, whole table, twice. Let's get it. But then if it's a weekend we didn't get paid, we're like,
water,
right. I think I'll take a $6 wine. What are y'all doing?
Can we split this drink? Here, give me a sip.
We're trifling and it's not fair.
Hey, we just young, black, and beautiful trying to make it ahead in this life.
So you're trying to give head to life?
I'm down with that.
What?
Yes.
My mother is calling. She called right when you said that.
She may not want, you may not want to answer that.
She probably called right after and was like, what did you just say? Anyways, I would like to give a shout out to my collaborators. And it's a whole list of them, so I have to remember them. I feel like I've practiced, but I feel like I always miss somebody.
You don't have this written down yet?
I do have it written down. But
your mother really needs to speak with you.
I think that's somebody else. That's Chef B calling me. Hey, I gotta hang up. I'm so sorry. Just popped through. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know. That is so loud. Oh my goodness. Okay, Chef B, how you doing?
That's a good vibration.
That was very nice. That was good.
How many times you put it between your legs and miss the phone call on purpose?
It's not that hard. It's not that good.
Hey, I take a very rigorous spin class. It'd be getting good sometimes.
I need a set.
There you go.
Shout out to my collaborators. I love to give a big ass hug first off to Encore. Thank you so much to the manager Calvin. I appreciate you and the hospitality. Thank you to Juana for letting us post up here tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to I don't even know who I want to begin with. I do have a list, though. I want to begin with Nene at Night, since we were talking about Nene earlier. We air every middle of the month because we like it in the middle. But a few times we've aired in the back of the month because we like it from the back.
Back? That's right. Who don't? Bend it over. Hey,
touch your toes. You can check us out. Our segment is called Wet Wednesday. I will be posting. Also, make sure you get some tickets. Pretty and Painted will be happening March 13th. Go to www.neneatnight.com to get your tickets. I believe it's like a crisp little 35 to get a canvas and unlimited drink and alcohol, or drink and food. And then like 50 if you want to paint a model, and that's more alcohol and food. I don't know. Something like that. You get to paint titties. Like,
that's right.
Why wouldn't you do that?
That's right.
We were actually there last year, and that is where we turned up for Irika's birthday.
That's right.
Unfortunately, we will not be in the building because we're going elsewhere. So, to celebrate the birthday. That's so, right. Y'all have a good time. Johnny, you're not even in the camera. Scoot closer to me.
He's a hater.
To me. Aw. He's a hater. He loves me.
I was letting you finish before I start doing hood rat shit, but okay.
Oh, my God. Shit with my hood rat bitch.
I want to give a shout out to Donna Story, my waist bead plug. She now has a book out. Please go check that shit out on Amazon. I'm being called again.
When did you ever become this popular?
I invited him. I was like, listen, I want to see you. I'm going to hit him up right now. Hey, Chef B. Sorry.
Had to hang up.
Broadcasting now. Inside. Okay. The way I just had to spell it out was weird. But, who's I talking about? Donna Story of A Natural Hair Story. She just dropped a book. It's on Amazon. I need y'all to cop that. And she also started airing every Wednesday now for Waist Bead Wednesday at 8 o'clock on IG. Go to at A Natural Hair Story. Story is spelled S-T-O-R-E-Y. And check her out and purchase some waist beads because she's lit. Shout out to Brie Renee of Love, Sex, and Magic Company. We have our segment coming back now as well, Healing AF. That will begin next week. Will it begin next week? What week is it? Oh, it's the first week of February. That will begin next week. It's airing on Wednesday of next week. So I don't know what topic we're talking about then, but we do focus on everything spiritual, Braylon is out there. I'm waving. Everything spiritual, hood rat spiritual, all that shit. So with that being said, I love her so much. Make sure y'all go get some purchases. Plants, rocks, stones, jewelry.
I would get some waist beads, but I don't think she has enough to cover the planet.
Shut the fuck up.
I support baby all day long.
I will. I support, but do you have a 62 in my waist
Listen,
size?
Listen, I'm pretty sure.
I ain't afraid to say it, but.
I'm pretty sure if you hit her ass up, she will make it work. You feel me? She will make it work. What up? We got Chef B in the house. Chef B in the house. My motherfucker is coming up. He about to be featured with his cheesecakes over at the Dripping Crab out at the West End. I cannot wait. I have yet to get a cheesecake, but I guess now I for real have to get a cheesecake because it's going to be easy to purchase. Like, it's going to be right there. Like, are you going to be, like, cooking in? I need to get you a mic. Because I want to hear about this. If you want to slide right here, though, real quick. Just slide over here real quick, and I'm going to get to you because I want to hear more about it. And I want to know what specials you doing for Valentine's Day, because today's topic is Dick 'em Down Valentine's Day ideas. So,
you know what else is an easy purchase? Me on Facebook, $40. Feet pictures. Feet pictures, $40.
Feet pictures. I was about to say, Jonathan, do not sell that throat for $40.
Oh, no. My throat, $150.
Who paid? That's good. Well, that's a good start. Holy shit.
Ass 300.
Okay.
That's Valentine's special prices. I usually charge $5.
Okay. Shout out to DJ Samosa, the official DJ of the Amira Show, who brings y'all twerk time every show at 9 o'clock. We're going to get a new mix soon. I'm really excited for it. Make sure I go support. She's doing something on the 13th next week. I will put it on Instagram because I don't remember what it is, but I need y'all to go support my DJ at all costs. You can find her and all her artwork on www.djsamosa.com. Shout out to the Latin Barbie. Actually, she changed her shit to the Cuban Barbie. I don't know if you saw that. Heaven, the official drag queen of the Amira Show.
Which one is she? She Latin, Cuban, Dominican?
She's whatever bitch, the fuck she make, wanna be.
Bitch, make a man up. pick an Indian.
The Cuban Barbie, Heaven. We are going to be continuing our segment, Johnny Liquid.
Obsession.
Sorry, Rika, let me teach you.
Bam.
The segment is called Liquid Obsession, and the way we do it is Liquid and Whisper.
Obsession.
Okay. Practice, motherfucker. He likes us to be on point.
And then we get get grinder stories.
All the ratchet shit. So every third Friday of the month, and we're actually going to Lexington because that bitch is out in Lexington now. We're going to be in Bar Complex right there for all your gay madness. So I'm excited for that shit. And then who else am I missing? Let's see. Da-da-da-da. So y'all know we had the monthly checkup Get Prepped with Dr. Jelani and Carmen. However, we are revamping that. Now it is going to be Carmen and I working together to talk about health policy and things of that nature in terms of keeping your ass safe when you having safe sex, unsafe sex, all that good shit, especially with our focus on the black gay community. What?
I'm going to say don't look at me. I like it when a nigga spit in my mouth and choke me and call me bitch.
So hopefully you tune in to these episodes every second Friday of the month. Motherfucker, we don't have a title for it yet, but you need to be listening.
I'm going to say, don't look at me.
Listen, I don't know what's going on. I noticed this too. I was watching porn. And basically, the whole immediate ass to mouth thing is like a thing, like a trend. Like, you already know. I don't even know why I'm looking at you.
I was like, don't look at me. I'm on my best behavior right now.
Are you?
I've been doing good.
My last shout out goes out to Femme Drip, which is actually comprised of two of my squad members who are not here currently. One woke up and will be here whenever that bitch gets here. Make sure y'all go follow them, Femme.drip on Instagram. They are also booting up their podcast as well. Soon we will be collaborating and getting together with content eventually. We've been promising that since last year, but we are going to officially work on it, I think.
That damn COVID.
COVID ruined everything. We have shut down our event space, y'all. COVID fucked us up. All the money that we put into it, we expected to make money back, you know, to handle that and get us going for, like, continuing it, and we did not. And we rather put our money elsewhere.
It shut down my ass business for a good minute.
Shut the fuck up. Those are all my collaborators and partners. Thank y'all so, so much. I absolutely love and appreciate y'all. It takes me 15 minutes to get to that shit. But I love it every time. So, now that we've gotten that, before, we're gonna use Braylon, Chef B, as a segue into our topic tonight. Because he afterwards... After he plugs himself and all that, He's definitely going to let us know what Valentine's Day specials he has. My mom, he doesn't make just cheesecake, by the way, y'all. He makes everything. Everything. Cheesecake. Like everything.
Salmon.
I say everything because I'm really trying to cover everything. Like, I don't want to be.
How you make salmon?
How you make. You cook it?
I mean,
I can make stuffed salmon too.
Look! I think the only thing I haven't seen on your timeline.
I don't really eat salmon.
I think. What? Well, nigga, he makes more, so that works. Go ahead and grab that microphone. Yes! Introduce yourself.
You know what it is. It's 812's finest, Chef B, Chef Braylon Harden, out of New Albany, Indiana. Y'all know what it
yes.
is.
Yes. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I think you're supposed to kind of been here.
We were supposed to been here over 2 years ago.
I know. We are tripping.
You know, we'd be busy, though. You know.
Right. We making it work, though. I'm excited that you was able to pull up. Johnny just on the phone because he's important. But what the fuck?
How's that?
So tell us a little bit about what it is that you make and do, how long you've been in the game, and let me know when you're going to make a salad. Because I think I've seen everything on your Facebook except the salad.
I got salads. I got all type of different salads on my page.
I've never seen a salad.
You never went through my whole page and never actually looked. You were looking at the fat stuff. That's all it is.
Listen. The fat stuff. Nothing wrong with it, but the fat stuff is good for the heart and the soul.
And the soul, you
feel me? And that's what you want. Like, Arika knows what's up.
But nah, I've been cooking for about, this is my 10th year. I honestly got
whole
big.
Decade.
Yeah, whole decade. It's crazy. It don't even seem that long, honestly. But I just been cooking since I was 16. I got big about 6-7 months between the protests and being COVID and all that stuff.
You blew the hell up. You was like, yo, I can't make your birthday cake because I'm going on a 2-week trip.
Yeah, I was gone. I was going to New York and then I was in Florida.
I was like, don't worry about that motherfucking birthday cake.
You know, personal chefs is a big thing now.
Listen.
Yeah, it's big right now. Especially right now.
I be loving Hell's Kitchen. I be looking at all different personal chefs and all different cooking techniques. I can't cook for shit unless it's deep fried and gravy and oil.
They're cute and all, but I need more black people in the mix, you know what I'm
most
saying?
Definitely.
I need a good black person on Hell's Kitchen because the last that have been on there been fucking
a
shit up.
Good black person, that's singular.
Yeah, hey, just one.
Well, no, the women be doing good. I just need a man up there. Like, show the brother side. I know y'all ladies. Y'all can cook. Y'all can throw it down.
Yeah,
but I'm reverse it. Look good and all that.
Thank
but
you.
I would love to have a good man up there.
I can cook whatever y'all need to.
I love that shit. What's the end goal? So, do you want to be a personal chef? Do you want to have your own place? Do you want to just run a food truck? What's the goal?
All that's underneath the umbrella at the end of the day. Like, right now I'm starting, I'm working with the El Home Project, getting a food truck and all that stuff, and then I'm going to get the restaurant. But my 5-year goal is to get a semi truck. I'm going to cut half of it and make it my kitchen, and then the other half I'm going to be able to open the semi truck to where people can sit outside, or if it's raining, we can sit on the inside too.
Listen!
So, that is beautiful.
Yeah, so.
You would not see that in Kentucky.
I haven't seen that.
You've never seen it.
I would love to support that.
Yeah.
You just need some tacos in the semi truck.
I'll make you some beer tacos.
Yeah.
I got you.
I don't want no beer tacos. I want some actual food. Give me some good chicken.
You talking like he can't do it.
I got Henny barbecue on deck for chicken wings.
Perfect.
So we
perfect.
Yeah,
most done.
When you cooking?
I cook wherever, whenever the bag drop. You feel me?
Like literally, he posts on Facebook. Food's ready.
Maybe 4 years. Food's ready. Then food's just ready. Go. It'll go within an hour. So,
bro, you gotta be quick with that shit. That's why I never like bother.
Mary knows she gotta make personal orders. It'd be gone by the time she get back. So.
And I've now learned I gotta put my personal order in.
3 weeks.
I feel like 2 months in advance. Because I hit this nigga up a month in advance about my birthday cake. I was like, I just want to throw it out there because you just seem a little busy these days. And then when I finally followed up, that nigga was still busy. Like, oh.
Man, it's worse now. It's like, every time Super Chef posts me, it's like 250 friend requests. It's like, somebody wants something. So, I mean, but I love it. I'm going to change nothing for the world.
That's dope.
Especially where I came from, like a couple years ago, like I was in a rough spot. I didn't even think this was gonna work. So,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm so happy. What did you invest into your business? Like, some people be like, I only invested $30. Some people be like, only $200.
Oh, man, shit.
You went and got some.
Probably, like, within the last year, I probably put about $5K within myself. That's between equipment and Instagram promotion and Facebook promotion. And then, I mean, just honestly, you just got to invest in yourself.
You
at the end
have
of the day.
To.
You have to, because you don't want to work for somebody the rest of your life. Or if you're working for somebody now, you just like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. But you'll never actually do it. But
literally the struggle. The
I was working
struggle.
You feel me? Like, because I was working at Le Moo, like, right before the pandemic hit. And that's a four and a half star restaurant.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they wouldn't pay me enough. I was making more money on myself. So I just had to go. You got to go. You feel me?
That's dope. Bye. That's what we said at the end of the Mirror Show, right?
Yes.
Johnny? Whatever. Anyways.
I'm listening. I'm mesmerized. I'm just fascinated.
I can tell. I'm trying to snap you back. Come back.
Well, no, it's good seeing.
We need more alcohol.
It's good seeing.
Is this mine?
It is.
Yes.
I didn't know where that came from.
Well, the bar is closed, so we couldn't get lit. But he brought this complimentary on the house.
Oh, liquor store is always open. You know how we do.
Listen, we finna run up.
You know what we do tonight. You know how we do. So
I'm disappointed I didn't have the bottle in the trunk, but whatever. Were you about to ask a question?
No. I was making a statement that it's good seeing our people go doing more for ourselves instead of having people saying like, oh, all they do is go to jail, they don't amount to nothing, deadbeat fathers and all that. But okay. You actually see college educated black men and women actually being entrepreneurs and doing stuff that's actually showing like I can step outside the scope of my living situation.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And honestly, like, it would blow your mind if I sat here and told you I never went to college.
I've never stepped foot. We need to normalize that you can be successful without fucking going to college.
Yeah,
honestly,
most definitely.
Going to college, it just adds the statistic of educated or not. But that's by government.
That's by government.
Like, their little statistics that they got.
Like,
going
honestly,
on.
Like, with people, like, I've been cooking for 10 years, and there's people with multiple degrees that I've cooked better than. Like, mm-hmm. honestly, yeah. Like, it all just depends on your grind at the end of the day. And especially now with the black community, like, you got to have generational wealth. It's not even
exactly.
about just the money. It's about the education and
exactly.
all that good stuff. My main plan is I want to open something like Prosser in the west end of Louisville. It's like, because Prosser in Indiana, it was like it's a trade school. It has about 20, 30 different schools like Brick Lane, Culinary, Cosmetology, this, and the third. So
dope. Okay.
I really want to open that in the west end, something like that in the west end. But we're working. I'm working.
Work though.
Yeah.
That's gonna be fire. We were just having this conversation when it applies to the movement and just building up the black community. That I was having it with someone where we have resources. There are people in our community who can teach our own people, mm-hmm. who we can lean on to learn these skills necessary to build up your own life and get a career going or getting some work under your belt. And some experience, we don't need to always rely on the educational system because, as we know, they're
right.
not for us, and they
Most
teach
definitely.
Us the history they want us to know.
Most
they
definitely.
Teach us, like,
American history, not African American history.
Did you know history is written by the winners, not the losers? So the winners are always going to write themselves as the good guys, where they see the losers as the bad guys.
It's just tragic. It's just so tragic. Everyone's story matters because everyone has experience, and everyone has something, some type of gem that they can drop for another person to pick up. I think it shit is crazy.
Like, I just learned they was actually hanging people at the White House. Like, I didn't learn that when I was young. They was actually legit, like, having big gatherings hanging people at the White House.
I'm not surprised
either, honestly. But at the end of the day, bro, it's just like, we just got to stick together as a community, bro. Like, because right now, like, the black market's coming back within the next 5 years.
Yes,
and honestly.
Yes,
full speed ahead.
Can we not talk about GameStop and how they just how to beat the hedge fund people?
I don't even want
and
to talk
made
about
them go broke?
I had a stock in GameStop. I don't even want to talk about it because.
We're not talking about GameStop because I actually don't fucking know what's going on.
Well, I've been keeping up because, you know, my Forex people. Keeping up with it.
As you should.
Forex people. Hey, that's what I should have. I really wish I would have invested in Bitcoin when I was in high school. Like, 8-9 years ago,
I was scared. But I tell you, if I got into this,
I'd be rich right now.
Baby,
hands down.
What? I would not be in Louisville. I'd be out on the beach naked.
I'm trying to tell you,
be on the beach naked. in France.
I don't know if they have beaches out there.
They have new beaches out there.
They got Henny White, so that's all that matters.
I took a sniff of Henny White, and I was like, fuck. I will fall out the chair right now.
I don't do dark liquor because it makes me mad and naked.
See, that's all I do. That's all I do is drink.
No, no, just, we know. We was
yeah, acting. We already know how we me and Mary go. Yeah, we was pill.
Black lives matter.
Hey, you know, lit squad. You know, the lit squad always got yeah. You
right,
know
no matter where we are, no matter where we are,
for everybody.
Nah, most people like it's either Henny, Remy, or bourbon at this point.
I've been seeing a lot of Remy.
Shout out to my bro brothers. We gotta go get black owned.
Yes.
Black owned liquor. We got the first black owned bourbon distillery in Louisville.
I'm really? So proud.
Bro brothers.
I tasted they shit, and that too was another one where I was like, damn, they try to take
yeah, that shit strong.
Out.
That shit strong. I ain't gonna care.
I would love to try them.
They some niggas.
Get it at
that
any
one.
Liquor store. You can get it at any liquor store.
Yeah, they it's like they some 20, niggas, 20
like
or 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah, it's like $24.
Yeah. Nah,
yeah,
they
you
trying
ain't
to take
all of it.
No, they were some niggas for that shit.
Yeah, they some real niggas for that.
What's it called again?
It's called Bro Brothers.
Bro Brothers.
B R O U G H.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get it anywhere.
We'll find that shit. Don't worry. So, Braylon, let us know of the Valentine's specials you got coming up.
Man, I had Valentine's specials. I'm booked all the way up until February 14th. Honestly, the 15th, I got a booking on the 15th, too, so I'm booked up.
Dope.
See, I don't support Valentine's. I do the Valentine's after when the chocolate's cheaper.
I feel you on that. I still had to have all these bookings and still make time to take my girl out. So you
right,
know
good
how that
luck
is.
With that shit. You'll so, make it work. You'll make it work.
You're I mean, take, you know.
You're going to take her with you. Come on, babe. It's our date.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, it's our date.
They're going to be in the dining room. We're going to be in the living room.
As long as
we
get shit. Hey, as long as that bag keep coming in, she don't care. You feel me?
So, what are some suggestions to couples who probably want to cook for themselves? You ain't got to give all the secrets, but
start with the start with the chicken, and then if the chicken don't work, start with the steak.
Oh, this is practice.
Yeah, this is practice. If the chicken don't work, then go with the steak. And then if she's vegan, then you on your you on your salad. That's it.
Salad. Tofu.
You on your own. If she don't like salad, then that's on you. Tofu. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't think Braylon cooks tofu. Do you cook tofu?
I cook whatever you want. As long as that bag's right, I cook whatever. I'll tell you that now.
Inflation for tofu. I'm telling you right now.
How much you talking about oxtails?
I mean, we could talk about that.
Okay.
I ain't going to overcharge my people.
I had a good oxtail dinner in a minute.
But you charge them right, goddamn it. I'm tired of black people.
Yeah, and them celebrities. Now, them celebrities, on the other hand, I'm taxing, you know. I've been paid off $1,500 for a plate before, so it's cool.
So, ain't nothing wrong with that because a good meal I would pay for.
Yeah, Charlie Wilson dropped that bag on me.
Oh my God! Listen, if they can pay for it, they can pay for it. I ain't even concerned. If I see you on the show, The Expensivest, where they was making Louis donuts with the Louis jelly and the gold outside.
I'm gonna let you know now. If you get booked by Trey Songz, Chris Brown, all them, let me know. I can put me in a duffel bag, garbage bag. I don't care. Because Trey got the neighbors knowing his name, and Trey can hit it, and Chris can hit it. That's right. Have you not seen their OnlyFans?
I'm stressed out. Wait, they have an OnlyFans?
Yes, they do.
I found out at Bernie Mac, the little girl off Bernie Mac, she got one too. Yeah.
That don't surprise me.
Hey.
Listen.
Let me tell you.
Make food porn. Get a OnlyFans and do like a food
I've
porn.
I've seen people do it. And I'm just like, this one guy said he made like $20,000 off it. I said, what?
Listen, the bag is calling.
This is what you do. Find a food porn person.
I quit.
Everybody. They
bro,
do.
I quit my job, bro. Like, for $20,000 a month just to post food, I quit, bro. It ain't got to be the prettiest food. I'm going to post nut but cheesecake, I promise you.
Listen, your cheesecake is right, though. You need to do it.
That's in the country. You know what it is.
Food porn is a whole situation. Shout out to OnlyFans. As we all know, baby, that mine has been approved. I'm going to have some cheesecake on there. I'm going
to
waste it.
The best cheesecake in this country, man. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm going to rub this shit all over me. Arika, you cool with that? She probably knows. That's a waste of cheesecake.
See, America, this is why I can't make you food, bro, because you always want to use my food for the wrong thing.
I mean, she could have had the cheesecake in the hand, whipped cream on the nipples.
Listen.
This is why I don't come around the mirror, because I just be having my food just all over people's bodies. And just,
but
I just
it's
like,
been sponsored.
It's good.
It's exposure.
It's good.
And someone gonna eat it.
Somebody gonna eat it. That part. They gonna be like, damn, this shit fire.
Like, baby, where'd you get this from?
I bet you gonna get a phone call.
Chef B, you know what it is.
This pussy and cheesecake tastes wonderful.
They gonna be like, hello, may I speak to Chef Braylon, please? I'd like to order that one Oreo cheesecake. I ate it off of Amira, and it was mighty fine.
Let's put some more cheesecake, though.
I would like the whole slice this time.
Yeah, I need the whole pie, you feel me?
That was a tester.
Matter of fact, we ain't even got to put the crust on it. Just make the no-bake. I just put it on
the no-bake is fire, y'all. I had that shit, and it took me all I had to not eat the shit because it was like a cum per bite. Like,
Arika, you want to say it or should I?
As soon as the spoon entered my mouth, it was like,
yeah, that shit potent.
You look like you had to say something. You had to say something.
Fine. He made a cookies and cream and like a strawberry cheesecake.
Yeah, strawberry.
I bet
no. Cheesecake. You know it was real when she said strawberry.
First off, can we talk about
you know it was potent.
Can we talk about the way she said them cookies and cream? Because them cookies was creaming.
Hey, bro, y'all the funniest in the world, bro.
What the fuck, Johnny?
You see why it took me so long to come on the Amira show, bro? Because, hey, bro, let me tell you. I was not ready. I've never been ready. I'm still not ready.
You coming back. When we have full bottle of something, you coming back.
I'm always going to come back. I'm going to bring some food next time, you feel me?
So. Yes, please.
And y'all going to be coming next.
Y'all going to be coming next.
I'll bring an extra pair of pants.
Smart.
Shit,
come prepared.
You might as
prepare.
I'll bring an extra pair of panties.
You might as well just bring the whole suit, man. You feel me? Might as well just bring a whole new change of pants, bro. A whole new change of clothes.
I'll just go in a dark corner and eat it.
I'm nervous about the violation of that corner.
Hey,
that
man.
That corner didn't deserve that.
Not at all, sir. I'm like, damn.
Hell fucking no. Before you log off or do whatever, because I know you probably got shit to do, give me your top three favorite aphrodisiacs, like the little food shits.
Let's see.
And don't say oysters, because that's common.
He can say whatever the fuck he wants to.
Everybody says oysters, though.
The hottest thing in the country right now is my Hennessy Peach Cobbler cheesecake. That shit. Hey.
Aphrodisiac.
You feel me?
Rub it on you.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I like Caribbean food, so I guess you can say the Caribbean steak with the coconut rice.
Oh.
That do sound good.
The coconut rice.
Yeah.
I mean, you never go wrong with steak. Hey. I love steak.
Medium. Okay. You got to have it medium.
Medium. Yes. If they cook it before, like more than that, I'm just like, what are you doing?
You got to go to Le Mou. You got to try Le Mou.
And whoever orders steak more than medium, I'm like, what are you doing?
Weird. Yeah, you're weird. I don't trust you.
No, the people that are rare, they order it rare.
If you eat it well done, I don't trust you at all.
If you eat it rare, I don't trust you.
Steak tartare? You don't do the little steak tartare?
No, I don't do no steak tartare. Oh, no.
Here, let me rephrase like this.
Number bugs in your body.
I never had it.
It's not where it's at.
Yeah.
It's not where it's at. I'm telling you now, because I used to make it at Le Mou. They was like, here, try it.
Ooh, it was
there. Put a little egg on top. I'm like,
too much raw for my life.
Too much raw for my life. I thought I was vegan for a minute. I was like, nah, I'm good off this, bro.
Like, you know what's so funny? I would love it. I'm craving a good risotto. I'm going to learn how to cook a good risotto.
You and this risotto has
Parmesan risotto is fire.
Chef B, he been talking about this fucking risotto since last year.
Man, come holla at me. All you got to do is hit me up on IG, man.
Right, you're not making shit. Just go ahead and ask him.
I want to learn how to make it.
No, you don't. You just want to eat it.
You ain't making Chef B's way, though. Chef B's way is the true way. I'm trying to tell you.
I love this advertising.
All right, how about beef Wellington? Can you make me a beef Wellington also?
I can make, if the bag's right, I keep trying to tell you, if the bag's right, we can have whatever you want, bro.
How many times you got to tell you that? This is probably
the
fourth time.
I be talking to the celebrities like that. I don't care what you want. As long as the bag's right, you can have whatever you want. I'll go to Egypt and find the best lamb in the world.
Not Egypt. That lamb gonna be crying.
That lamb gonna be fire. What is you talking about?
That lamb gonna be like, I'm living such a good life. What are you doing with
I'm
me?
I'm about to go kill one of my sons, bro. One of the goats. You feel me? One of the little baby goats.
Make not Billy.
Yeah.
Fuck
one of my sons.
Billy.
You feel me?
Billy the kid. Fuck him.
Yeah, I'm the goat. You feel me?
But I'm a true goat. I'm a Capricorn. Thank you.
See, I'm a Libra. You already know how that goes.
scale be unbalanced. You.
That is true.
Hey. I couldn't even comment on shit.
I ain't never met a Libra with a scales balance.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to tell you, people just be, you feel me? I don't know. You just got to, as being a Libra, you just got to be, stay refocused. You got to redirect and refocus a lot. So, I mean, it is what it is.
I hang with a Sagittarius, a Taurus, a Aries.
I'm with a Scorpio, and let me tell you.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
Listen.
My friend is a Scorpio.
She's one of a kind, let me tell you that. But, she's solid.
I didn't know she was a Scorpio, though, but I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
How's her temper?
Oh, Jesus. Take the wheel.
Man, every Facebook live, like an ass. Every Facebook live
like
video.
Like the fuse. You ever seen a fuse? Like, it's probably like
at all time.
Be that big.
Looney Tunes small.
Get your fingernail. Do the fingernail. Smaller than that. Smaller than that.
Yeah, right there.
You might as well not even say nothing.
Bro, I can't even breathe wrong. So, you feel me?
Don't catch on a period. Every day gonna be on fire.
I stay away for them 5 days. I ain't even gonna cap you, bro. Like,
you want to go
for a week.
You see the tampon in the trash can, you like, oh.
She's solid. She work hard, too. She got her own little business and whatever. She
love
work
to
hard,
death.
Too, so.
Shout out to Millie
Shout
Martin.
Shout out Millie Martin, you know, Millie on the watch. Make sure y'all go follow that on the IG and on the Facebook, really? The Millie Watch, you know.
I follow her on the Facebook. I need to find her on IG. Go find
the Millie Watch. The Millie Watch.
She just started, right?
Yeah, she just started. She just graduated from the Just Boss Up Academy.
Yes.
Probably about a month ago. Probably about a couple weeks ago. So
I'm proud. That bitch is coming up.
Yeah, we. You know how we
Networking,
do. Network.
Right. Right. You know. You keep the correct people in your circle, y'all.
Like, LLCs.
Cannot stretch that.
That's all we worry about. LLCs and property at this point. You feel me?
As we need to. Well, Chef B, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Anytime. I'm here.
I'm glad to hit you up about these meals.
Man, hit me up on IG. Hit me up on Facebook. Follow me on IG, Chef_Braylon. Follow me on Twitter, Chef_Braylon.
Can't do Twitter. So.
Twitter's blocked off.
Okay. My Twitter blocked off.
Well, you heard other options.
Yeah, I can do Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, follow me on Facebook, Braylon Harden, BRAYLIN.
I'm excited. Thank you so much. We're going to have you back, but next time we're going to have you back with alcohol.
Yeah, we're going to have some food.
You know, we always
have alcohol and food.
And alcohol and meals. Food.
Meals. Food.
Meals.
Meals
is the food.
Food meals are the same thing.
We just sat at the buffet line. We'll be
good. We can do that.
that saves me some time.
I done hometown buffet style or going to Corral style?
Buffet style.
Buffet style.
That way I ain't got to worry about it.
Okay. Right, pretty much.
So.
Y'all make sure y'all go hit him up. Make sure y'all hit him up
Follow
for the next
meal. Follow
me on IG. Follow him. Good luck booking him.
Yeah, these next 3 months, it's going to be crazy. I'm trying to tell you.
Shit.
Dripping Crab. The restaurant. I got the restaurant pod coming.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of working.
I'm so excited. Listen, keep that shit up, okay? We are rooting you on.
You VIP. You VIP. As soon as my place up,
we
VIP.
The Mirror Show is VIP Pizzle. My nizzle. You feel me?
And we love to eat.
And we love to eat.
You know we're trying to lose weight. We don't mind putting down a food.
Just make sure you got a speaker system in there because we like twerk time, okay?
Yes.
You know I'm going to have the Bose system in there.
It need to be like trap brunch. Like trap brunch shit in Atlanta.
I thought about that too. I want to do it here, honestly.
It need to just be trap restaurant.
This is a nice... Right here in Encore would be a nice spot to help that for real.
It really would. I think they need to grab on to that. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Trap brunches, I've never seen them outside of Atlanta, to be honest.
They know they're not messing with the kid like that. You know, but that I'm going to talk to Aaron Jordan. AJ, you know.
Right.
I'm locked in with AJ.
I love you, Aaron. I miss you. If y'all
Aaron
want
Jordan. Button, hey, that man is a genius. I don't care what nobody says. That man is a genius.
He a whole businessman.
With the Black Complex. Hey, shout out AJ, man.
Go follow, go find. I just hopped on the website and they spelled his name wrong, but they're working on it.
It happens.
www.theblackcomplex.com.
Most duh.
Make sure you go apply to that newsletter so that way you get updates of events and things going on. And make sure you get in right now before memberships hit.
Yeah, because it's going to go up.
Right.
It's going up in the Black Complex.
Everyone needs a bag still. You feel me?
Most duh. Especially during COVID. You feel me?
All right. Thank you so much. You can hang if you want.
You know, I'm here. I'm posting. I'm chilling.
Perfect.
Out.
We going to talk about a few things. I need to get Arika a microphone because I want you to have a microphone now. Yeah. Slide that. If you want a microphone too, there's one right there. But my bitch got a microphone.
She done messed up. See, she didn't even tell me that. I'm the last person that was getting a microphone to.
Watch out for that mimosa, though.
I moved it, and then I moved it back.
Yes.
So you're right.
And your titty about to fall in.
My what?
I'm okay with that.
You said my pussy's about to fall in.
I said titty.
Whoa.
Oh, my titty's going to fall in.
Whoa.
I don't know that she's going to give it that.
Whoa. I suck because I tangled up my motherfucking...
Braylon got it.
Yeah, we're just going to sit this right here. We cool.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Okay, so I'm going to see if I can back this shit up a little bit. So, Johnny, are you in here? That's my ass. Johnny, scoot over. Fuckwad. Oh, hi.
Hey, fuck you. Oh. Why are your seats so cold? You need more ass.
I wasn't sitting there. I was sitting here. Oh. I do need more ass. With that being said, more ass. So, twerk time would usually be in about 2 minutes, but I have failed to bring up a twerk time segment. So, sorry. With that being said, we're going to continue our conversation about...
Dick 'em down Valentine's Day
ideas. Johnny, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Working.
And then what?
Well, no, I ain't working a Sunday.
And then what?
I won't sleep.
Valentine's Day? Yeah,
Friday's the 12th, Saturday's the 13th.
You said it's ugly?
That's yeah.
Ugly.
That's ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real ugly.
I'm going to pray to Jesus. I'm going to get me a glass of wine and watch some Food Network.
So,
and
if,
laundry.
If people weren't you.
If people weren't me, they'd probably be throwing that ass back with some whipped cream and pineapples.
So, whipped cream and pineapples?
Yeah.
No cherries, no strawberries.
Why pineapples?
To make the sperm taste better.
Not right away.
What?
Not right away.
I mean, you got to eat it so she can swallow.
You got to eat pineapples for like a week type shit for the shit to taste okay.
Yeah, but we done quick.
Okay.
But you got to remember, he already been prepping for this.
Has he been?
He's
a nigga. Niggas don't prep for shit.
He's just eating it now to make it seem like, okay, I just started eating this. So.
But she's going to taste that he has not been eating pineapples.
But she don't know that, though.
She will know when she tastes it.
But she'll know because he's been prepping for it by eating the pineapples already. He just doing it to show, like, oh.
Where's the disconnect here?
Man, what?
We just know she swallowed on that day because it's Valentine's. That requires you to swallow. No spitting, just all swallow.
Since who? You wrote the book of Dick 'em Down Ideas?
Because I'm
definitely... How to keep a man or a woman?
No, it's in the nigga hand code.
It's in the nigga hand code that she has to
what
swallow
page is
on
that
Valentine's
on?
Day.
I ain't never get that page.
It's in the revised version of 2018.
It's Valentine's Day
chapter 6, page 13.
Revelation?
No, King James Version.
Oh, okay. But what book is that?
It's called New Man on the Block.
New Man on the Block.
I ain't gonna invest in that.
You sound very convincing. After you come in her mouth, you feel like a new man. I respect that.
I mean, it's better than having him been spit on, but he's trying to make her kid, he make her mouth a daycare instead of recess.
Nope, she ain't taking care of them kids. Bye.
Yeah, them kids in the dirt box or something.
To the trash they go.
I'm spitting all your kids back on you. I'm sorry.
You can have these back.
Oh, yeah, we fighting. I'm not hearing none of that, bro.
I'm the wrong boy. Hey, sorry.
Don't you waste my kids.
You know how much work it took to produce that sperm?
Okay, shit. I gave them back to you. No chance for it for you.
Listen, so it's COVID. Everyone trying to celebrate, and it's COVID and shit. What you need to do to have a safe Valentine's Day this year is hire Chef B.
And put on your mask.
And put him in the... Shut the fuck up.
Fucking weak.
Hire Chef B. Get a private chef or some shit like that so they can cook for you. You know what I'm saying? Even if you go to the hotel that has, like, if it has a kitchen or Airbnb or something, hire a chef, come in and cook in. Or maybe you quit being fucking lazy and go cook your goddamn self. That's going to be fun. That's a cute little date. Johnny said have the hole in the mask, but you're not going anywhere to have the mask on.
Oh, we're talking about that type of mask. I'm talking about a different type of mask.
You don't know where this nigga's been. I'm talking about your mask anyway.
Wait a minute. What is going on?
I wasn't talking about masks you wear to the grocery store. I'm talking about the masks you wear behind closed doors.
Okay, well, okay. you can have that mask on deck as well. So after that, I think that, like...
What will you be doing on Valentine's Day, Amira?
What am I doing?
Yes, ask me all these questions.
I'm traveling to St. Louis... I'm sitting my ass in a hotel room. with the boo thing. Okay. Just one.
Yeah, this bitch got two.
Working on three. I have one. This is not about me.
It's your show. It's called
clearly waiting on an explanation.
It's called the Amira Show for a reason. So it's about you.
Okay, and that's interesting. If you are Polly, and you know you about to hit up Valentine's Day or whatnot, I don't know how to go about that. I've never been in this position before in life when it came to Valentine's Day. The only thing I could think of is if you have a main, then you use the actual Valentine's Day with your main. But
which one's the main?
That's up to y'all. Maybe y'all are on equals. So I don't fucking know. This is interesting.
I couldn't be Polly because that's too much work for me.
I would just say, fuck it. We all get a hotel room and have a big ass orgy and let
Listen,
it be.
That's exactly what I would say. Because my other man,
I'm down.
Calm out. Every time I look up, I keep hearing the wrong word. Calm out. I done heard orgy. I done heard.
I'm out for it.
I done heard all type of shit, bro. I'm so lost, bro.
I don't want to
get caught up in nothing. Hold on. Hey, man, listen. Hey, if Shorty's watching, I don't know what they talking about.
You'll see the behind the scenes on YouTube.
He a whole innocent man.
Yeah, man. I'm loyal out here, man. I don't know
what would you do if she brought another girl to the room?
Ooh.
Would you or would you not join?
Who's not going to join? What man's not going to join is a better question.
A scared man. It's just a setup. It's a setup.
Shit.
I ain't gonna lie. It couldn't be a setup.
Like I'm balling like later. Jordan in 94. What you talking about?
It couldn't be a setup if she brought it up. If she brought it up, that means she's out for it.
Nah, that's a setup.
It all depends
on your female. Because if your female's already shiesty, then...
Okay. Y'all done talked about this before, but you never got to it. But she said, okay, baby, I got a friend that's coming over. And she actually comes over and all that.
Until... But what happened beforehand? Did you make her mad? And then she was like, all right, I'm going to get this thing. I'm going to trap him type shit. You never know, bro. Like, with females, they're shiesty. They do what they want. They do what they want to do at the end of the day.
We are underhanded.
Yes, y'all are.
So, you just got to be careful. You got to be careful in these streets, man. I'm trying to tell you. They dirty.
It don't get until they both naked in the bed kissing, then I approve it.
Nah, Chef, be the type to be like, he going to be scared afterwards. Like, okay, let's do
if
it.
If they in the bed.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go through with it and be like, okay.
And then
damn.
If they in the bed kissing and doing all that, then shit, it's fair game.
Is it fair game?
Is it? Because is it? Honestly, like, it's like, damn, bro, like, if you do go through with it, and then she gets mad about it 2-3 months later, bro, you like, it's like.
You can always say,
what?
Baby, that was your idea. You brought the bitch. I didn't
but
say nothing.
Was wrong.
But you know a female's never wrong, though, at the end of the day.
Yes, see? Yes, she is.
They'll never.
It must be the gay in me that don't mind arguing.
Well, you're not dating
females. It's the I don't give a fuck attitude for me. So, like, at this point, I don't even be giving a fuck.
Because I'm going to argue you down. You may think you're right, but I'm going to keep arguing, even if I am wrong.
Even if I am wrong. Shut the fuck up. But I respect it.
This is why I don't like you, Sagittarius.
Oh, what's that got to do with
it? Hey, dog. Between Sagittarius, Virgos, and Scorpios, let me tell you about my life.
Not about my life. Shut the fuck up. I'm drunk.
I said I had a Sagittarius ex that made me have a whole wind exhale moment.
Hey, bro.
Sagittarius don't play.
Sagittarius, Virgos, and Scorpios do not play no games at all.
What was wrong with mine? Mine play none of the butt games.
Wait, you probably caught an odd number.
It
must have been an odd number. You gotta catch the even number ones. They'd be balanced out more.
Yeah, they was born on the 5th.
Oh, there you go. See, odd.
Is it also a man though? Sagittarius men are different than women. I've learned.
They all the same to me. They all the
same to me. I think Sagittarius men are beaches.
It's funny that we both said that
beaches,
at the same time.
Beaches.
Hey, dog. I'm trying to tell you.
Arika, what you doing for Valentine's Day?
Pop Dime. What's good, bro?
What's up, Pop Dime? We love you.
Pop Dime. I'm not going to see Pop when I leave here, man.
I miss that motherfucker.
We going out tonight. What you doing tonight, Mir?
What are we doing tonight? I know what we're doing tonight, but I don't remember what it is. It involves alcohol and getting being
lit.
Outside.
I'll say it's all that matters is getting lit. That's all that matters. You know how we do. Lit Squad.
Hey, I got my weed pen with me, so that's all that matters.
Shout out to Lit Squad. I absolutely love and miss y'all. Yeah, this nigga don't go
shout
no
out to my
damn
team,
weed
man.
Pen.
Lit Squad, Family Rich. You know how we do, man.
I love y'all so much. I feel like I need to go through a hazing process to become a part of y'all or just buy a t-shirt.
You need to come out with us tonight, man. We going up tonight, man.
Where y'all going?
We at Eve's, man. We at Eve's Pizza. On 17.
Pizza?
That sounds good.
We are so hungry.
Yes. Do they sell more than pizza? Because I would actually go for this.
I think they do. I think they sell chicken wings and shit like that.
I have an ace this morning. He has an ace earlier.
Why are
she
you
has
not? Why
earlier.
Are you going all day without eating, Amir? What is going on?
Amir,
I know we'd be busy, but
I was busy.
She got it like that because it ain't never be like that.
What was that? Let me turn that mic down.
I done busted like 6 songs.
You ain't smoked that pen yet. That shit ain't shit for you. I mean, that's just like a sip of liquor. Not even liquor. It's champagne.
I gave you the rest of mine.
Oh, that was not mine. I really was like, I feel like I just finished it, but whatever.
You look like you had a hard day, so I just gave you the rest of mine.
I did.
But back to me and my dildo.
Right.
Which one?
Which dildo are we using?
The plug-in, the manual.
No, the manual.
The manual. Does it have a name?
Plug-in.
No,
confused.
Not yet. I
that's something new to me.
I haven't that far yet.
Time out. Y'all got to explain to me what the fuck a plug-in dildo. What, you plug that bitch into the wall or something?
Yeah, but that's the more mechanical one.
Stop.
That's the one that has a motor that goes like, chugga, chugga.
No, chugga. He's talking about the fucking fetish shits where it's just a whole.
Whose peoples is this?
This is all, it's a dildo on a stick and it's like, in the pussy.
It touching your stomach? What's going on?
It can, depending on what speed and how long it is.
If you scoot back too far, get your shit punctured.
I got one on my wish list on Amazon.
But at the end of the day, it'll get the job done.
You gonna put wait for your asshole?
Yes.
If you scoot over to the left a little bit, you gonna get a new hole in the hairline.
Yeah, it's on my wish list on Amazon.
This is definitely a
Amazon sells those.
Amazon sells everybody.
They do. So to the original question at hand, there are normal dildos that you plug into the wall. They got a USB charger, you know, charge that shit. They've had those forever. Hit up Nene at night, pleasure parties. I think I just fucked that up. But she sells toys, so Nene at night. I don't remember.
Oral spray that numbs the throats.
Oral spray. Are you gonna? I don't think Arika needs
that. I went on my back order too. I went out to get some more in stock.
Let me tell you something about oral spray. That shit works sometimes and don't work sometimes.
What's I don't need it. I just like it because it tastes good.
Oral spray, that sounds potent. What's that do?
It is potent. It numbs your throat.
I'm ready to start going to the store.
It numbs your throat so you can take a dick deeper. Or just at all. I don't know.
Me and Millie right go to the store. What are you talking about?
And
like,
I got
me and Shorty right go to the store.
Yeah. Oh shit. So you don't need no oral spray though, Arika.
It's I just like it for the pay.
What's his name?
I damn sure don't need no oral spray, but I'm about to get it for Shorty.
I'm about to say we're gonna take demonstrations. There's a water bottle right here.
Time out, we don't need the demonstration.
Hey, Arika, there's a water bottle.
Leave me! Don't leave me! Don't leave me!
Let me see you go.
Listen, this is very embarrassing, but Johnny can shove this in his throat.
What?
You sick fuck.
We ain't talking about me not right now, are we? This show ain't about me.
Oh, is this the mirror show?
Whose peoples is this? What? Y'all wreck it. I like this TV show. Y'all can say whatever the fuck y'all want to. Most of the radios, I gotta be, you know. Yeah, I'm Chef B.
No, fuck
you feel
that.
Me?
That is bougie. That is the benefit of having your own motherfucking platform.
West the only one I can act like that was with Pierre and them at the Lituation Room. Any other day.
You need to shake it up from time to time. God damn it. You from there, but now you need to come here a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Most
calm down, Oprah.
Oprah. Don't let me be Oprah. Everyone getting dildos.
Bruh, if I'm Oprah, everybody's in trouble.
Everyone's in trouble?
Everybody's in trouble.
Yeah, if Oprah was president, everybody get a check.
Bro, I'm a billionaire. What are you talking about?
I'm investing in everyone. Every life gets money.
I'm knocking this off. What are you talking about?
That bitch invested African.
I got a hit list.
And I was so proud of them.
I got about 50 people on the list, bro. If I'm a billionaire, they are gone.
Can you make Oprah
tell you that now.
Can you do 53? Like, 1, 2, 3?
You don't want to be on that list.
What? We don't want to be on that list.
Break off, like, give some money, right?
Nah, I'm about to go see Jesus' list.
I'm say, what never we going to do with anything?
I thought this was a good breakout.
The name on the shirt list.
I mean, like, finally got a piece of that pack, like Jefferson.
On my J. Cole shirt, you see.
You know, like, move.
Count my list twice.
Moving on up to the east.
Okay, I want to ask Irika about...
Oh, your video.
What's that say?
I think it stopped.
Oh, sad. Start it back up. Got it, bitches.
Hopefully it's safe. Did it save?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
I'm sad now.
Jesus.
No, we was going up on this.
I know. And that was my only video source because my GoPro is dead. So this is about to be real interesting. I'm going to go do this for YouTube anyway.
What do you do on YouTube? Just post the background of the poster.
That's what I mean, I got my little format for it. I just wanted a video. Fuck you. Fucking
have a video.
Instagram anyways.
It's been a highlight video.
I want to know, Irika, about having a solo Valentine's Day. It's so sad.
It's okay, Irika. I'm gonna be by myself too.
But I mean, I got a nigga, but I don't want the nigga. I wish the nigga would leave.
How do you have a nigga but don't want him?
Oh, it's my daughter's daddy, and I just don't want him. I want him to leave.
I want him
and
to go.
And he just won't leave.
For Valentine's Day, I want you to go.
For Valentine's Day, right. Holidays, Halloween, right. Whatever holiday, I just want you to go.
And you just say, just go. Leave.
So, I mean, I'm content with the little dick he gives me.
The little dick. Little dick.
The way she said little dick means. The way she said little dick means
with
is
the
not
dick
our dick.
He gives me.
It's not true.
I mean, I would like better. I would like more dick.
Damn, bro. Y'all
I'm
just
content.
Going through the. Y'all going through it on this
I'm content.
Good.
I mean, it is what it is.
It ain't hit the day when they get the back of the throat no more.
I can always pleasure myself.
Okay, tell one.
Self love.
There you go.
Hey, bro, listen. I'm telling you right now. If you fake the funk with me, bro, and I find out you faking the funk with me, bro, it's going to be a cold day in hell. I'm trying to tell you.
You can tell. You ever have sex with somebody, you'd be like,
yes.
Hold on, girl. What are you doing? I ain't even moving.
How many times have you faked it?
I faked it every time. Every time.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, table.
I'll just be laying there.
Pineapples, forget pineapples.
You heard it here first on the Amira show.
Wait. I wish we had some sirens or something.
Live confirmation. Boom, boom, boom. And this table was right here. I
would
have did a boy Jerry Springer run.
Sorry.
See how I think every time. Hey, bro. Like, as a man, like, honestly, how do you even...
How do you feel about that?
How do
that?
You take it?
I don't know. You're the straight one here. How would you feel about that?
I mean,
that?
At the end of the day, he comes.
Said, all right,
told
you, bro. Because at the end of the day, bro,
cold day in hell.
Somebody going to...
He nuts. That's all that matters.
Somebody going to like your shit at the end of the day.
He clearly likes it.
I mean, I done faked that before that because I'm tired of you being...
I done faked it so I can leave. What you talking about?
Yes.
Clearly, he ain't left.
He ain't left.
I want him to leave. I just be laying there.
I think he likes the fake.
Yeah, he like that shit.
He makes it feel like y'all still together or some shit.
We're clearly not.
He for him in that moment, he's like, yeah, she likes this. She
and I don't.
Daddy,
yeah,
she misses daddy.
Don't. Yeah.
He on but the floor. Okay. She on the in the bed. He ain't in the couch. He just got the floor by the door.
By the door.
By the door.
You don't even get inside the out of the house. You buy the little walk path. You can't go past the little tile floor. You don't even get a blanket.
Nigga, what? Fucked up. Who are you?
She said she faked it every time. You tell me fucked up.
Yeah. This is how Irika sounded in the bed. Not amused
Look
at all.
Just like that. Eyes rolling, all that.
She was texting. The lights to cut off.
She was texting on the phone like,
Hell, like,
this
shit's
good in this world.
What?
Where is the... Why does the
preciseness, stop it.
Flag on the plate.
Bruh, and I swear for Jesus, if I'm down eating on a girl, bruh, and she's just on her phone like this. Bitch, I'm leaving. Where you going?
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
Bitch, what are you talking about?
It's like it sometimes.
Hey, dog, listen. I done been through some shit, bro.
And I can tell you look a little traumatized.
Nah, I'm
you
just
you sound traumatized.
I done had some weak
Let me find out. I done had some weak ass
sex to where I just got up like, okay, I'm done. And I'm going to be a sandwich.
I'm not even going to say
okay, bro. Like, I'm just...
Okay, bye. Put my Tim's back on.
You feel me? Like,
at that point, like, I ain't got time for none of that fake shit, bitch. You ain't got fake.
No, I'm gone.
A bitch was going down on me once, and she was horrible. So I just pulled her up to cuddle. Like, come here.
That was me, because you just cuddled her. She whole fake it. She like...
Hey, by that point, I'm not cuddling. I'm not cuddling with nobody.
I know where to go.
If I can't get my shit off, I'm not cuddling with you.
No, I was too drunk to do anything. I didn't know what else to do in that moment.
Did you even?
At this point, I'm just.
So what do you do when he get off? Like, you just automatically get the toy out, or just...
He really interviewing your ass right now.
I want to know, too, because that shit funny at this point. She, yo, I fake it every time, so I really want to just know.
You seen Fam.
She's bored and needs something to do for that moment.
Took me out.
You done seen Family Guy before, but Stu had a dream of his parents fucking, and they was going to add it, then all of a sudden she put out an electric,
You trying to say it's what Arika does?
Yeah.
You go straight to that bathroom with the phone.
The phone? To the bathroom?
Yeah. Oh, you do it right next to
my house. The fuck?
Oh.
Yeah.
You not wrong.
His name not even on the lease.
Not wrong.
I told you.
If anything, you can go back to your part of the house.
You can just leave.
You can go back to your part of the house and I have unfinished business because you didn't take care of it. Sorry.
Females keep that toy somewhere close.
Very close.
So. I have a whole drawer of shit. You go pull that shit up. It's nothing.
We already know what's
going to
happen.
Toys. Nah,
you gonna take his toy and me at the same time. You ain't gonna...
And I wish I could get
ain't
that.
Ain't no faking the fuck with me.
I really wish I could get that. Anybody wants to give me that... 502-822-8292.
This is for real.
And she repeated for you. This is in case you missed it. Yeah.
8292.
8292.
I'm all for it, baby.
Fuck do ya.
Fuck do ya.
Yeah. All that.
This is a whole infomercial.
Yeah.
Call the pussy at.
All that.
That's right. I'm all for
8992. All that.
I got a pee.
This is the whole real phone. Don't be calling her.
I'm back. It's the real number.
Don't fucking call my friend.
I'm all for it. They're going to interview you first, but I'm right. All for it.
Sir, let me see your dick.
Yeah.
Is it a grower or... Because
not?
That looks a little small. Let me see your skills.
Let me ask you this. Go ahead and ask this real quick. Have you ever gotten to the point...
Be careful about this question.
Yeah. Hey, because you know me. Hey.
Be careful about this question because you don't know who's going to answer first.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'll tell you what. Have you ever, like... So you get at the club or whatever. You meet somebody in the club. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, all right. Let's go to the hotel or whatever. Go back to the house or whatever. Uh-huh. They get there. They get fully naked. And then they just... look not what they look like in clothes.
Yes. And you go home.
Yes. Yes. And you go home.
You don't think it
go home. No, you go home.
Did you just catfish me, bitch?
Exactly. That's exactly how I was feeling, baby. You were going home.
I've never witnessed that until I was like probably like 2021. I went to the club, bro. Shorty had a took the shorty to the crib, bro.
Uh-huh.
And Shorty had a tummy tuck. So she had
the
her
scar? What'd she have?
No, she didn't have the scar. She just had, not the tummy tuck. She had the vest or whatever.
Oh, the waist trainer.
Oh, baby.
So she was cool in the club.
The old okie
doke. Soon as I got home.
The waist trainer.
The whole muffin top fell out.
Boom. I said, oh. I ran. Run. I'm not ready to play around with you. First of all.
The whole muffin top fell over.
First off. I'm not ready to play no games with you, bitch. At all.
Yes.
Second off, why would you do that?
Yes. She wanted to be a bad bitch at the club.
But she was going
expecting you.
That's cool.
She wasn't expecting to come home with you. She wasn't expecting.
I'm drunk, though. You can't.
Maybe that's why she did it. Most drunk people don't have no conscience when they drunk. They don't have no conscience.
I drank Henny. I drank Hennessy. I drank Henny. That shit made me come to all my good senses. What is she talking about?
She didn't think that was going to happen.
Shit, she thought wrong.
She thought that y'all was going to fuck with the lights out and you wasn't going to see her tummy tuck.
Nah, nigga, I saw all that through the lights. Without the lights.
I'm trying to think if I got catfished. I think I got catfished before I hit the bed. Like, but
I got catfished twice, bro.
I've been catfished before.
Your life really sucks. You got catfished twice.
Facts, bro. Like, damn, bro, how that happen?
You ain't learn the first time?
The person I got catfished by, he looked like one of those thumbs off of Spy Kids.
You should have made him put his clothes right
people
back
really
on.
Talking about these thumbs.
You
should have
made him put his clothes right back on and tell him to go home.
No. But
go home now, please.
What was so bad was, I'm
please
in the...
take me home.
We was at my house. We was in the...
Caitlin!
Right.
Oh, gotta be somewhere in the 90s, baby. This is insane.
These niggas was hurt.
Thumb Thumb. The first movie of that. But
he got catfished by Thumb Thumb.
He go with the thumbs.
Now, make that dark skin with a low hairline.
A dark skin, low hairline thumb.
Yes. No, not a thumb thumb.
Yes.
Hey, dog.
Not a thumb
thumb. Hey, Braylon, Google the thumbs.
Hey, dog.
Not a thumb thumb.
Hey, dog.
And you know what? This is what I told him. I said, look, I ain't got no condoms. Can you run to the store and go get some condoms?
And you dipped the fuck out.
No, he came to my house.
And when he came back, what happened?
I locked the door.
So you left him knocking, but he can't come in?
He didn't even knock. He was calling.
And he was like, silent.
Ignore.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah,
do not disturb.
He came to the door. My grandmother asked, who that ringing the doorbell? Oh, granny, ain't nobody. It's the Jehovah Witness people.
Jehovah, ignore
at
that.
3 o'clock in the morning, Jehovah Witness.
So
it was
I'm
3 o'clock in the morning.
More,
it was an afternoon time.
Oh, nigga.
I can tell you what it was.
Fucking weird.
It was in a summertime afternoon.
It was still with a thumb thumb.
Thumb Thumb didn't even make it
in the time of the day.
Thumb Thumb didn't make it in the dress show.
Maybe Thumb Thumb was trying to put it in. You know what?
He trying to put his Thumb Thumb in there.
I tell you what.
Thumb Thumb looked good in the picture. Thumb Thumb looking nice, buff, and all that.
Thumb Thumb catfish
come out looking like a brick. I thought I was square. His shoulders broad. It was like, ooh.
What was that noise?
Thumb Thumb was right. Thumb Thumb was right. Thumb Thumb your ass side. Yeah, Thumb Thumb was great.
That
your
Thumb Thumb looked like it's going to kick me like, this is Sparta.
Shut the fuck up. Because you would run. You would run from that.
Them legs are strong.
Listen, I think the only time I can really remember being affected by a catfish was when they spit game. Like, yeah, like my skills in the bed is lit. And then.
Wrong.
My pussy has been chewed on once. I was like,
man, what? You never told me this story.
He said, time out.
All right, yeah, I got to hear this story. I'm putting that shit down.
You never told me this story. And baby, I know you
what
back
is
in 2012.
Time out.
The whole cannibal in the bed.
What is nigga trying to bite your lips off? What's going on,
he
bro?
He started, I don't know what he was doing. He was nibbling, like, on my clit or something. And I was just like, that's not how that works. You do not nibble on the clit. I had to tell him, like, can you not?
That is very uncomfortable.
Okay, but
for
I will
women,
say
okay?
this: I
he didn't chew on the lips, which I think I would have preferred that over my clit. But
I did have a dude one time told me to bite a little bit on his head. Did I put a little teeth, like grind a teeth on there?
To bite on? Why are we biting genitalia?
Hey, bro, I'm ready to get the fuck up out of this world. Listen, I belong in the kitchen.
I belong in the kitchen.
This is not the conversation for
this
Chef B.
This is not for Chef
not
B.
Not the conversation for Chef B.
I'm here for the good laughs and giggles and just be hearing about other people's shit, bro. Next time I come, I don't want to bring food no more because I feel like this is going to just be a whole orgy.
We're going to play describe your food. Johnny, you describe your plate first. I'm going to describe my plate. Are we all going to describe our plate, and then whoever describes their plate the best. Which is probably dangerous, so we probably won't do that. Yeah. What time is it? We got 3 minutes to the end of the show. With that being said, stop chewing on genitalia. That's the message of the night.
No teeth is a rule for a reason. If you got a suck dick, cover your lips with your top and bottom lip.
Breathe through your nose, baby.
Breathe through your nose.
Breathe through your nose.
Not
through
your nose.
And let the drool follow.
And
don't
have a lot of spit, baby. You know how we do, baby.
And if you throw up on the dick, just swallow it up and keep going.
If you do throw up, just wipe them off and just get back to it.
Just give him a rag if you spit it out.
Just catch my kid. That's all I'm worried about. Don't let him drop on the floor.
Sometimes they is catch
him
and
spit him out. Give him a rag.
I threw up on a dick once, and I threw up my meal. It was wine and chicken wings.
And on that note, we're going to close ourselves out.
I'm just thinking
about
that.
Here.
I caught it out.
No. I'm Pineapple. I refuse to acknowledge what you just said.
I respect that. Anyways, Johnny, plug yourself.
This is the...
Arika, plug yourself.
Give me a second, because I need to go pray for a minute. Time out. Before you, when you said plug yourself, I immediately thought of a butt plug.
Arika,
you go first, please.
Shit to Jesus.
I did that too. Chef B, please plug yourself.
Man, listen. I'm trying to plug something. I'm ready to see what the night's talking about.
You got the big, bold, and beautiful.
I'm ready to go call Millie. Fuck it.
You got the big, bold, and beautiful Jonathan. You can find me on Facebook at Jonathan Self Made Burrell. You can follow me on IG at Love. I can't Jesus. This is too much.
I can't Jesus.
At love_John, where you can find all your different investments. And I'm
fuck up your whole spiel.
I'm done now. I'm out. I'm done.
Forex trader. I need to go pray. I'm done. You know what? I'll be out of here. Bye.
Hey, bro.
He's going to go pee. He said pray. He's going to go pee. Chef B, please plug yourself one more time for the people in the back.
Man, y'all know what it is. It's Chef B, 812 Finest. Follow me on IG, Chef_Braylin. That's Chef_BRAYLIN. Follow me on Twitter, Chef_Braylin. Same thing. Follow me on Facebook, Braylin, BRAYLIN, Harden, HARDIN on Facebook. Yeah, tap in with me.
Tap in. Go get a plate. You know what I'm saying? He's booked out for the next 3 months. Good luck. Arika, you said you done. Okay. Thank y'all so much for tuning into the Amir Rush Show. You already know. Follow at the One Amir Show on Instagram because it's the only one that matters. One more time for the people in the back at the One Amira Show, because it's the only one that matters. Hopefully we see y'all back on the streets, festivals, whatever. I don't know. It's COVID, so it's probably not a thing, but hopefully we see you. Make sure you go visit www.theamirashow.com for more episodes and content. There's also a new squadron page that I put up to honor my squadron. I'm so excited for y'all to see that as soon as I get all the bios up there. With that being said, I got nothing else. Arika, you got to take the mic because at the end of the show.
Hold on. Whoa. I didn't get to see no twerk time.
We canceled twerk time.
Yes. I'm pissed. That was the whole reason I wanted to come on the show like 2 years ago.
I'm fucking done. Tonight was a bust with twerk time. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Next time we come back and I'm on twerk time, we're going to see some ones in this bitch. Oh, my mimmy. You know, Chef B like to have fun, you know.
Squad, make sure y'all all here so y'all can get some ones out this bitch. With that being said, Arika, you got to take the microphone.
Pick that mic.
We are concluding the show.
Pick that mic.
We conclude.
Shit.
Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. With that being said, everyone say bye-bye.
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 Fuck this shit.